With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Even though a federal trade court has blocked President Trump's import tariffs, he defends his use of tariffs as he carries out his trade policy. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president rejects the suggestion that he's chickening out with his on-again, off-again pattern of tariffs.
It's called negotiation. You set a number.
By setting high tariff rates and then pulling them back, the president has rattled businesses and investors, but he says that approach has worked with the European Union.
They wouldn't be over here today negotiating if I didn't put a 50% tariff.
After imposing that 50% tariff, the president quickly extended the deadline by several weeks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
British government about to outline the biggest increase in defense spending since the end of the Cold War, as it seeks to send a strong message to Moscow. President Trump's legislative package now heads over to the Senate after winning approval in the House. Former Secretary of the Senate Kelly Johnston says it will be a test of leadership for GOP leader John Thune.
In many respects, his job is tougher than Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson has a looming election. Trump has a lot of leverage over these House members. The senators are a little different. They're kind of like a whole series of great big aircraft carriers that turn slowly sometimes.
A bus accident in Nigeria claiming the lives of at least 22 athletes who were returning home from a sports festival over the weekend. An official says numerous other passengers have been injured. Explosive growth of data centers needed to power America's demand for artificial intelligence and cloud computing, spurring states now to dangle a number of incentives, that in hopes of landing a so-called economic bonanza. This is SRN News. Pluralism is the latest topic for Americans to weigh in on.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 70% of respondents would prefer that there be people of many different faiths in the country. 25% say they would rather everybody be Christian. Democrats are more likely than Republicans to want religious diversity across the U.S. Amongst religious communities, Jews are the most likely to prefer pluralism, while white evangelical Protestants are the least likely. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Answers in Genesis planning to branch out the ministry, which opened the Ark Encounter in Kentucky 9 years ago, now working on attractions in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. Answers in Genesis, dedicated to teaching the truth of the book of Genesis and God's creation of the universe. The Ark Encounter welcomes 1.5 million visitors every year. This is SRN News. Trump administration sending three cabinet members to Alaska this week as it pursues oil drilling.
The Trump administration also pursues the reinvigorating of a natural gas project that's languished for years. The administration is sending Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin to the last frontier state. Their visit comes after President Trump signed an executive order earlier this year aimed at boosting oil and gas drilling in Alaska.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. German authorities say three patients have been killed, many others injured in a fire in a hospital in the city of Hamburg. Firefighters were alerted to the blaze at the hospital shortly after midnight. It broke out in a room in the geriatric ward, the ground floor of the building, and quickly spread to an area on the second floor. More details at srnnews.com.